Just quickly regarding the charge in the first place, I just don't know how much to say, but the RCMP charged me with assault on a particular day and took me into custody and fingerprinted me. Following that, I of course, went and got legal advice and legal services, appeared in court. Shortly following that, the charges were dropped. There was just no. The prosecution was not interested in pursuing the charge at all. So it was dropped, and that was that. So following that. I became aware through circumstances that that although I had requested my fingerprints be destroyed and that no records of this exist, I discovered that the RCMP keep records of charges even though they're not just dropped but not pursued at all. And because of that, anything that any time that I come up against the need for criminal records check, background checks, there's a form that needs to be filled out, and there's a box that is ticked off that suggests that there may or may not be information regarding a charge in the past. And the strange thing is, of course, that that box would never be ticked if there was no information. It only gets ticked if there is information. So it's basically saying that there was a charge, and whether or not that charge was pursued and prosecuted doesn't matter to the institutions where I need to have something done. I'm the manager of a nonprofit organization that. That has a bar on the premises. It's a charity, and one of the ways that we raise funds is to sell drinks and chips and things at a bar. So we need a liquor license. The liquor license has to have a manager at the site. So I named myself as the manager as we pursued renewal of the liquor license. To make a long story short, I, after a lot of negotiation with the liquor licensing board, they concluded that they could not give our nonprofit charitable organization a liquor license with me as manager because the form that I talked about earlier had to be filled out, and when it arrived on their desk, it had that box checked off that records may or may not exist. And because of that, I'm not permitted to be the manager of the bar for the nonprofit organization. So that's one example of the way that this kind of lingering records can have an impact on people's lives. It's not a really serious one, but there are others. I have two teenage children, and of course. These days, involvement in any school activities by a parent requires criminal records checks and child abuse registry checks and so on. Of course, I have no problem passing any child abuse records check, but when it comes to a criminal records check for something like student exchanges, for student travel, if I was to participate in any way with kids, if I wanted to participate in any way with kids at the school, I would not be permitted to because that document would arrive at the school saying that there may or may not be records that exist, and as soon as that arrives, they're not permitted to allow me to interact with kids. Even though I'm a trained teacher and have taught in many, many settings in my life and continue to teach at university level, I can't go to my kid's school and participate in a program there. I can't here's another example, a specific example. My son is in an exchange program right now where he will go to another province and stay with parents of a particular student there. This is a school program. And that student will come to our house and stay with us. That's how it's supposed to work, but because of this form, our house may not be open to a student from another province. And in addition, if that's the case, my son may or may not be allowed to travel to that other province and have that exchange, because we can't return the favor. And this is in spite of the fact that we've had exchange students stay here often, you know, several times in the past from other countries. So all of that kind of experience and track record goes out the door as soon as that box gets ticked on that form that says records may or may not exist. You know, and it's an extremely frustrating situation to be in, and it feels extremely unjust. Especially because this is a case where there wasn't even a prosecution put forward. Not that there was a trial and that there was evidence entered and there was a dismissal of the case at that point, it isn't even that I was tried and found innocent. It's that there was nothing in the first place to even try. So if that's the case, why are there records that still exist that force an RCMP administrator to check off a box that says they're still around and they will be for the next 5 years, I'm told, which means that my kids will be out of school and long gone by the time this thing goes away. It just seems very wrong, and it doesn't seem to serve any purpose at all. I'd like to say one more thing. Sorry. The Liquor Licensing Board told me that sometimes they look at the box that's checked, and sometimes they ignore it. So the impact is unpredictable. We're just in the process of this now. I have to go get a criminal records check within the next week or two. And present it to the school. So I don't know what's going to happen. First of all, I don't want to go get a criminal records check and present this form. You know, I know the people at the school. The secretary, the teachers are friends of mine. Acquaintances. They live in the community. As soon as that information goes to them, then, you know, I feel like my privacy is breached. So I have stayed away from the school intentionally because I don't want this record, this information about records may or may not exist, coming up in the school. So I've stayed away. But this is a case where I can't stay away any longer. I have to go to the school with this form and present it as such from the RCMP and just kind of take my chances. I really don't know what the reaction will be. I assume that we won't be able to host an exchange student. But I don't know what the impact will be on him, if he will not be able to go on the trip or not. I'll find that out as soon as I take that form to the school. This is the kind of thing that I have to go through, you know, on a regular basis, knowing that form gets filled out in a certain way. I stay away from things where I know that that's going to come up. When I'm forced to do it, I put it off and put it off, and like I have in this case. And it may be kind of a last-minute thing that my son finds out that he can't go.